morning or, you know, late Saturday night here in New York City. It's all in perspective. I'm Danielle McCartan. I'll be talking all things New York sports with you right up till 5 a.m. right here in New York City and beyond. So, you know, thanks for tuning in. We've got Rami Lavi and I live here in Lower Manhattan. Connor Green for a couple more moments here. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to get aboard. Call me up. Be part of the conversation. Hopefully you're hunkered down. Transistor radio, maybe under covers like you used to with Steve Summers, maybe. I don't know. Whatever you're up to, thank you for making me part of your weekend. And a gritty comeback win by the Knicks tonight. Happy to talk about that. Happy to talk about the clamps that they drew down in the fourth quarter to get it done defensively. Some big stops, but what I really wanted to open with tonight, and of course I'll take your Knicks calls, you know that. But, you know, we had baseball on TV on Saturday. The Yankees at the Mets will be on your TV later today, Sunday. Despite the, you know, impending blizzard tonight, it's Sunday night into Monday. Baseball season is right around the corner around here, believe it. And I think the Mets have one of the most intriguing questions to open up the game portion of spring training. I know they were there working on skills and stuff, but now they're into the games. Right field is completely and totally up in the air and wide open. So what's the plan at that position for the New York Mets? In other words, with Juan Soto's official move to left field to kick off Mets camp, who figures to be the opening day starter for the Mets in right field? So to me, there are more questions than answers for this team at that position at this point in time. Like, does Melendez have a real shot? He started there Saturday. Will Benj make the Queens Mets? Why bring in Mike Tauchman? What about Brett Beatty? And why did the Mets wait so long to make the official decision to move Soto to the left to begin with? See? How I see it right now, today, Sunday, the 22nd of February, the opening day starter in right field for the New York Mets will be Mike Tauchman. I know, not the most exciting option. I get it. But he is by far and away the most experienced at the position, which is 190 games there in his career, over 1,300 innings logged in right field defensively. And he did finish the year as a .263 hitter with the White Sox. Not terrible and very comfortable, a comfortable choice to start the season with someone who knows what he's doing out there defensively, and you can count on it. The way I see it, and I know everyone wants to anoint him as the next coming, and maybe he will be eventually, but not right now in this moment. I mean, Carson Benj faces an uphill battle to make this major league team, in my eyes. He has to have an undeniably outstanding camp, not just a good, even a great camp. It has to be undeniably outstanding in order for Carson Benj to make this Major League Mets team. Now, if he can overcome the barriers in front of him, then he deserves to be with the Queens Mets. But first, he's got to supplant Tauchman and the rest of the veterans the Mets will likely run out there. Fine. But even more important, what everyone seems to just either just choose to omit entirely or just chooses to completely gloss over, there are two things. Number one, Carson Benj has logged by far and away the most defensive innings at the minor league level, not as a right fielder, but as a center fielder. Like, it's not close, the number of innings. So why would you stick a green rookie with just 214 minor league innings logged in right field out at right field at Citi Field on opening day? And when you look at the AAA level, specifically, He's only logged 34 innings in right field at the AAA level. To me, if this player is the future of my franchise at that particular position, right field, then why on earth, when he arrived at the Syracuse Mets, would you only allocate 5 total starts in right field for bench? I say you stick him there in Syracuse in right field for the first 2 months of the season so he can learn the nuances of the position at the highest level, not named Major League Baseball. Then you reevaluate. Right field at Citi Field is expansive. You don't need me to tell you that. There's a lot of green to cover out there. And for a guy that has logged only 34 innings at the AAA level defensively in right field, to just stick him there at the start of the season, opening day onward, I don't know if that's the right move. And secondly, Carson Bench, just his experience at the AAA level in general, just a little over a month of calendar time that he's had at the AAA level. And as a hitter in that month or so, not really adjusting that well. Over 90 at-bats, he hit just 178. And the rest of the, you know, the easily comparable numbers, the statistic, I mean, the percentage-based numbers, they're just as dismal, including a 21% strikeout percentage against AAA pitching. Again, I say, stick him there in Syracuse for the first 2 months of the season so he can learn to hit at the highest level not named Major League Baseball, and then you reevaluate. And, I mean, people all the time are just now saying, well, maybe the Yankees rushed Anthony Volpe up too fast. Maybe they just pushed him up there way too fast. He wasn't developed enough. Well, okay, maybe they did, maybe they didn't, but Volpe had 274 games of minor league experience. Bench, 136. And I'm not saying Carson Bench isn't the answer long-term for the Mets in right field. I'm just saying, unless he has a camp for the ages, the call-up to the bigs should not happen just yet. And I think the Mets are aboard because, well, as you may or may not know, locker room placement is paramount. And where your locker is and who it's next to sometimes dictates, you know, how the organization views you. Well, Bench's locker was next to Soto's. Now, Tuchman's is. Carson Bench has been moved to the dreaded auxiliary locker space, which is, you know, a downgrade in prominence in real estate in the locker room. And maybe the Mets are aboard with my line of thinking. And, oh, maybe you're sitting there saying, Mike Tuchman, right field, opening day? Oh, what a terrible idea. Where does she come up with that? Well, I'll tell you right now. You can call me up, 888-808-1019, but I'll tell you right now, unfortunately, the Mets don't have any other good options. We just talked about how I believe it can't and won't be Carson Bench, not yet. Well, the Mets, look around. They don't have better options, unfortunately. There are four of them, and none of them are great. Number one, MJ Melendez started in right field today. The thing is, MJ Melendez can't hit. Like, last year, he was a total zero for the Major League Royals when he was with them before they sent him down. And then the year before, oh, he had a down year. Okay, maybe he did. But how about the year before that when he hit 206 on the season? Was that a down year too? So two down years in a row. He's only been in the league for like 3 or 4. So good luck with Melendez. Okay? Option two, other than Tuchman and Bench. Mark Vientos? Yeah, right. Mark Vientos has never logged a single inning at the major league level in the outfield. In the entire outfield. So if you go back to the year in your calendar, 2021, you have to go to Binghamton. And that was Mark Vientos' most recent and only experience at the professional level in the outfield. 12 games in left field. Not center, not right. Left field. That's it. Never in right field. You want him to play right field at the major league level? Not. Okay, I guess Brett Beatty's an option, right? But I gotta say, man, are the Mets, or maybe just ask it, are the Mets doing everything in their power to try to ruin him? I mean, really. The next time I have a chance to talk with Brett Beatty, I am going to ask him these two questions. Brett, what work over the winter did you get at right field? Were you able to get in on your own in right field? And follow up, at what point did the Mets let you know that right field might be on the table for you? Because I don't think, in my heart of hearts, it was communicated. Because, I mean, why wait until now to move Soto to left? The day that Brandon Nimmo was unceremoniously traded, even though he had a full no trade clause, both Soto and Beatty should have been told by Stearns and the Mets that position changes for the both of them were imminent and to get practicing. And it would have given time, just the luxury of time for Brett Beatty to acclimate himself there instead of doing it or trying to do it on the fly now. And I know Brett Beatty told John Harper, it's not audio, it was just in writing, but he said, I felt like my arm played well out there. I'm looking at it this year as kind of a fun challenge for me. I feel like I overcome challenges well. Yeah, yes. He's had a lot of them with this team. And he said, them trusting me to play four positions is a cool thing. Well, you could look at it that way. Or you could look at it as an unreasonable thing. I guess it's just a matter of perspective, I guess. And there is a fourth choice. And that fourth choice is Tyrone Taylor. He's got 1,182 and a third innings of major league experience in right field. I don't like it. His 223 average and two home runs last year, that's enough for me to keep him squarely on the bench. So you can disagree with my choice as Mike Tauchman as the Mets opening day right fielder all you want. That's fine. Carson Benj isn't ready, not yet, at that particular position. Tyrone Taylor stinks. And there are no other options on that depth chart. And perhaps the decision to move Soto's position was made too late by Stearns. So I just think if they were going to go onto the market, slim pickings now, I guess they're lucky they got Mike Tauchman. And I think that they got Mike Tauchman because they looked at the depth chart and said, yeah, we don't have any other options for right field. Carson Benj isn't, in fact, ready. So let's go out and see what we can get. So, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, I think the New York Mets opening day right fielder will be Mike Tauchman. Kind of like by process of elimination, really. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to get aboard. Agree, disagree. We'll talk about many different things tonight. Bo Bichette, is he up for the challenge, Bo Bichette, at third base? I don't think he is. And Jazz Chisholm wants what? How much? For how long? I think Spencer Jones will not start the season with the Bronx Yankees. And of course, we have to talk about the hockey gold medal games. Again, reliving the women's and predicting the men's. And whatever else you want to talk about tonight. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to get aboard. Again, my name is Danielle McCartan. It's Coach MCCARTAN across all, every one of your favorite platforms, and that be Instagram and X, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok. I mean, I'm on all of them. So there's no excuses. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. My name is Danielle McCartan, hanging with you till 5 a.m. right here on The Fan.